Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
At Breezeline, get the perfect pair for the perfect price. Switch to fiber-powered gig internet for $49.99 per month and get a $250 gift card. Save even more when you add mobile and enjoy a free line for a year. Visit breezeline.com today.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Five three 106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. I'm joined by a man who has released his first solo project in, I think, about 13 years, that being Gavin Friday. The title of the a new album, Ecce Homo?
Ecce.
Do you go ecclesiastical with the soft C, or do you go with the hard C?
I go Ecce.
Ecce.
So it's Latin more than Italian, yeah.
And this is Behold the Man. This Behold is Pilate's phrase when...
Yeah, also Nietzsche, and lots of different people have used it over the years, and a famous painting, but... A man beholden to nothing, really, I believe.
Now, can I ask you, I have a sense that you have managed to carve out one of the more enjoyable communities it's possible to be in this country. Because I talked some time ago to Googie about the kind of setup that the group of friends, peers, whatever you would term it seems to be a very nice bunch to be part of.
Well, it's hard to, I was actually out with Googie last night. Well, we sort of grew up together. So, like, I met Googie and Bono when I was 14. And, you know, you're really becoming your own self when you're at that age. And it was the time when punk rock was just beginning. And we formed bands together. So there was that very intense, when you're a teenager, it's very intense, emotional bond from an early day. And then we started traveling. So
this is in the period where you were wearing the dress, is that right?
That would have been the Virgin Prunes, yeah. But
it was a brave choice in Northside Dublin.
Back then. It's not such a... you wouldn't blink now if you saw a young fellow wearing a dress. But it was really me giving the two fingers to the country we lived in then, which was a very, very different country. It was very... You know, the stranglehold of the Catholic Church, et cetera, et cetera. It's been banged on about for years, but it was a tough place to grow up in. And
but I get the sense you carved out a sort of a situation where you could do music, you could do art, you could move in and out of each other's orbits and activities in a way that must still is very freeing.
It is freeing, but, you know, it's hard work. You don't do anything. You don't do an exhibition. You don't make an album without working. And no matter what talents you have, it's hard. The music industry is quite tough now, just economically, to put a show up, to go out there. So it's hard graft. And also friendships are hard work. There's no way a marriage or a friendship lasts without putting the work in. You know, because we all go off from one, and you go, there's something wrong with your man. I don't, you know, there's always something wrong with somebody in friendships or gangs. And you got to put the time in and the effort.
Is it particularly hard when they're celebrities?
You know, I don't really see my friends as celebrities. You know, when you know somebody, they're longer than normal. It's, you know, basically, well, yes.
When you stump up at the Sphere and there's several thousand people shouting at them, it gives you a sense that they're not fully normal.
Well, who is? Like, I don't think I'm normal. I think we grew up together. Look, yes, if we go out for something to eat, he will buy the dinner because he's more money than us. And that's really the big distinction. It really is. It's just, you know, it is what it is.
So what's your, because I've seen you described as sort of creative director with U2, and do you have an official role with the band, or do you, like Noel Carrad, help out when they're shorthanded?
It's mainly with the band, the four of them. And I have a good relationship with them because I know them since we were 14. Like I met all the band around that era. It's, you know what's strange is when we were first making music. Like the whole philosophy of punk rock when we started in 76, 77 was DIY, do it yourself. So you didn't really know how to play an instrument. You were learning. And Bono would sort of come up and go, I've got a new song. What do you think? Here's the demo. And I go, well, it's an interesting guitar riff. I'm not sure of the chorus. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And in a weird way, we've always done that with each other as kids. And in a weird way, it's like a sophisticated version of that, like 50 years later, where I will put my finger in all the pies, the music, the visuals, the choreography, the whole thing. And I don't blow smoke up their arse. I speak like a mate. If it's shite, I tell them.
Have you ever said something was shite and subsequently seen it arrive at on an album? Is there one song where you go, I told them that was muck, it's still muck?
Yeah, but that's all I can do is give my opinion, you know? But I won't be cocky
enough.
This
raises the question, which ones?
Well, the annoying thing is I get told, oh, Jesus, you're usually right. That's what's really annoying. Yeah. But all you can do is give your opinion.
How do you balance that then with your own material? Because surely if you hear something particularly good or if you have an idea, there's a bit of a conflict where you say, well, I want to keep that for my album. Or do you share?
There's a bit of cross-fertilization naturally. You know, if you're hanging around with somebody long enough, you even take some of their mannerisms or the way you tell a joke or whatever. And you know your friends. Like, I know some of my friends, I said, oh, it's going to be a tough day because you can just see the way the eye is. It's just the physicality of friendships. Do you know what I mean? You know it's going to be a tough day. But I've never really wanted to do what they want to do. Never.
Why?
It's just, I'm not a populist person. Like, I get on with people, but I've no really ambitions. Like, I've said this numerous times, I don't want to play, not Croke Park, I don't even want to play Fairview Park. I want to play, like, the Olympias and the Vicar Streets of the world. Something that's 1,500, a bespoke, intimate thing. Now, I'd like to play Vicar Street for a few nights in a row or whatever. But I don't really, and I want to make music my way. And
you don't like the thought of 80,000 people?
No, it'd be frightening for me.
Even if they're chanting your name, even if they're sitting there in awe.
You usually blush when they chant your name. You know? No, it's not really on my agenda. Do you know what I'm saying? Not everything. You know, and people talk about popularism. I go, well, more people eat McDonald's. Are you going to go to McDonald's for your dinner? I don't think so. So, like, just because something's popular doesn't mean it's great.
Why did you decide after 13 years to release new music?
I didn't decide not to release. I just get tracked or distracted, or something else would enthuse me or interest me. Like, I finished touring about 12 and a half years ago after the last album. And I said, okay, I'm going to make an album, put it out in the next year and a half, 2 years, and then go on tour. And I turned around and I met this composer called Gavin Bryars, who's a British classical guy. And I went and worked with him and the Shakespeare Company for a year, on and off, on a sort of the sonnets and musical interpretation of the sonnets, and travelled around. And then Roger Casement, 2016 was coming up, and I was a big, big fan of him. I think he's a real unsung hero of that revolution. And I decided to put a year into a sound design show that I ended up putting on in the Hugh Lane Gallery, the centenary of his death, because I wanted to. And then I turned around and I'd work on a soundtrack. And then my mother got sick with Alzheimer's and I took time off. So life and other stuff. I don't like the conveyor belt. Whatever enthuses me or interests me or challenges me, I like being challenged.
See, this is what I mean about the freedom. I get that capacity to do that which interests you, I think, is a nice position to be in. I mean, it's challenging in one way because you have to re-motivate yourself all the time to do it. But nice position to be in.
I'm not saying, I mean, my God, am I so blessed to have, you know, to go and do what I love. But it's work. And sometimes, you know, when I was going over to work with the Royal Shakespearean Company, and I'm from Northside Dublin, I was afraid in my life of Shakespeare. I couldn't even pronounce half of the words in school. And, you know, but I was going, I'm working with these, the this, that, you know, the Irish, them and this.
These and those?
Yeah, those. So it was there.
A text say, Anton, I really like Gavin's latest album. I have an Italian friend who I shared it with, and they replied, Ecce is pronounced Ecce, not Ecce, and it means here's the man in Italian. Just thought he might be interested. Yeah, but he's going with the Latin variant rather than the more modern variant. It is, the new album is Ecce Homo. It is by Gavin Friday. Big thank you to the team on the show. Stephen McLoone on sound, Simon Keane, Steve Daunt on research, Aoife Breen producing. Winner of the River Lee competition is Patsy Culligan from Clare. Gavin, thank you very much for coming
Thank you, Anton.
We're back tomorrow morning at 10. Bye-bye.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fiber-powered internet for $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the reliability you need and the value you want. Don't miss this offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.